You know, in our prayers, we say, may I become a Buddha through the virtues I collect by giving another perfections. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all. This prayer is very general. May I become a Buddha for the benefit of all. And Venerable Geshe-la once said, you know, when we're wishing to attain enlightenment, that wish can be vague or it can be very precise. And the analogy that he used at the time was, if someone says, where do you live? And let's say, it's nice to imagine, we all live here. And we reply, I live in Malaga. Or we could be more precise and say, I live, I hope I say this right, Alorín El Grande. Which is a very small local town that I might say has an enormous amount of good fortune. Like Ulverston, for example, you think, isn't it amazing where these temples appear? And it is karma, people's karma, to have the temple literally appear outside their bedroom window. You wonder who the neighbors are, don't you think? So, or we can be more precise and say, the Camino Fuente del Perro. And when I looked that up, because I had to look these things up earlier on today, you'll never guess, I just Googled Camino Fuente del Perro, so I knew how to spell it and a little bit how to pronounce it. You'll never guess what happened. When I Googled Camino Fuente del Perro, the temple popped up. So we can say, or I live at the Kadampa Meditation Center, Spain, at the Holy Temple site, which comes up if you Google the name of the road. So what's that got to do with anything? A lot, it's got a lot. If we want to attain Buddhahood, we need to be very precise. If we are sincere, if we really mean it, we have to know what we're aiming for. It's not enough to just say, oh, one day, you know, what chance have I? But anyway, may I become a Buddha? Not really sure how you do that. And may it be for the benefit of all. And we sort of mean it, we do mean it. But if you really want to become a Buddha, like you really want to become an ordinary doctor, you have to know how to do it. And then you do those things, and then you will become a doctor. Or you want to become a Buddha, you have to know precisely. Buddhahood in general is not good enough. So we refine, 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 refine until we think, I want the clear light mind of great bliss that is my guru, Guru Haruka's mind. I want that experience. I want the inner clear light. So normally when we define enlightenment, we say, the inner light of wisdom that is completely, I'm not sure if it's completely or permanently free from all mistaken appearance, and that gives us the ability to benefit, because there's different definitions, sorry, that gives us the ability to bless the minds of each and every living being every day. We say the inner light of wisdom, but Geshe-la said when he was teaching, perhaps you were there, in 2008, he was teaching the Fall Festival and Summer Festival, and he said, Buddha's final explanation of enlightenment, so the real definition Buddha's leading us to, is the clear light of wisdom, the inner clear light of wisdom that is mixed inseparably with emptiness, like water mixed with water, or as Geshe-la said in the earlier explanations, like space mixed with space, that is completely free from all mistaken appearance, gives us the ability to touch the hearts of each and every living being every day. So the more precise we are in our understanding, which is why we need to learn about Mahamudra, it's only in the Mahamudra teachings that we can be very precise. We're aiming for the union of great bliss and emptiness of our guru. We're aiming for the meaning clear light of our guru. We are aiming for the clear light of great bliss of our guru. We are aiming for the state of the union of Haruka. And we can come to learn more and more accurately what those mean. But even having the vocabulary, it's Mahamudra language from the Wisdom Buddha, just wishing, our understanding will begin to improve. So all of this is happening when we're reciting the mantra.